as it relates to the Reb Chaim's. So we're going to go first with the Reb Chaim in stencils, and afterwards the Reb Chaim in Sefer. The Rambam, in Perek Tes of Hilchis Naziris, we're going to go down memory lane now a little bit, says that if you have a Nazir, and the Nazir came in contact with Sofik Tomei Bershus Hayachid, so there's a Nazir, he's walking down the street, and he comes in contact, maybe, with Tomo in a Rishos Hayachid. Says the Rambam, he's a Sofik now, if he's a Nazir Tahar, or if he's a Nazir Tomei. And as a result, he has to be Noyeg L'chumra, all the halachas of Naziris of Taira, and all the halachas of Naziris of Tomo. What does that mean? So, I in the end of Masechtas Nazir, Perek Shnei Nazirim, which discusses Mamish such a case and plays out all the different scenarios with the days and the numbers and the maises. But the bottom line is that's the halacha psuka in the Rama. Perek Tes Halacha Dazayin Hilchas Naziris. If the Nazir comes in contact with Sofik Tomer B'Shus Hayachid, so the halacha is that he has to be Noyeg L'chumra as a Nazir Tomei, and he has to be Noyeg L'chumra as a Nazir Tomei. Freak, Rebchaim Brisker. He says, I don't understand. If he came in contact with Sofik Tomer B'Shos Hayachid, we just mamish walked into the kasha, just gave a haktama. Sofik Tomer B'Shos Hayachid is a Sofik. But although it's a Sofik, it's Asik Vaday. So if it's Asik Vaday, that means he came in contact with Vaday Tomer. If he came in contact with Vaday Tomer, he's a Vaday Nazir Tomer. Just like the Truma you're surfing all of, even though Sofik Truma Tmei, you would never be able to burn. The Teretz is because Sofik Tomer B'Shos Hayachid is not Sofik Tomer, it's Vaday Tomer. So Nu say he came in contact with Vaday Tomer. If he came in contact with Vaday Tomer, he's Vaday Tomer. If he's Vaday Tomer, he's a regular Nazir Tomer. It should be Soysa Din Aziris, the Chlachas of Tomer, 7 days, Parah Duma, Buyei Mashmini, Chattas of Oils, Reishit, Chazer Ob, the Ashram Nazir Tomer of Nazir fame, and that can do everything you need to do. So what's Pashm Shah in this Ram L'Chay, the Rambam is Sorachi and Gadol. Zok Tav Chayim. That Yesh Lachkar, this Chiddush that you find by Sofik Soita, and by extension by Sofik Toma, that the Halacha is also Sofik Avada. What's to get that far? Let's talk Sofik Soita first. You have a woman, there was Kina in Stira, as a result we have a Sofik right now, whether she was Nivela or not Nivela. We know, Tosfos says, without the Parish of Soita, that the Sofik, she would be Yasser. Oh, but the Parish of Soita was Mechadash, he Nitma, that this is not just a regular Sofik. This Sofik is going to be treated kavada. Meaning, we're going to treat this woman like a vada nivala. Is the gather that we assume for sure in the birr of the maisa that this woman was nivala? Meaning, if you have a Sofik, there are things Bezdin can use at their disposal, which will be mevar the Sofik. Roiv, right? That's a good one. Or Edim, if they walk in, that's the best one. So even though there was a Sofik, but now we would just mevar the Sofik. So Asaba Sofik Kivada is the Taj that even though based on the Gedorim of Sveikis and Kol HaTorah Kulo, there would be a Sofik, but over here, when there's a Sofik, we're mevar and we say, no, for sure this is what happened. But the Gedad Varim is that the way Bezdin looks at this is that this woman was Vaday Nivela. Oye Shlomer says Reb Chaim, nothing happened here that allows us to be Mavara that she was Vaday Nivela. So what's this din of Sofik Vaday? It's a Chiddush HaTorah that we're going to treat her as if she was Vaday Nivela. But it's all a Chiddush in terms of our Hanhaga towards this issue. But not that we know for sure Ke'ilu, Onu Machsekin and Oysok in Nivelas. I don't know if she was Nivelas. It's just that in Halacha, when there's a Sofik, if this woman was Nivela or not Nivela, we treat her as if she was Nivela. Meaning, is there some sort of beer on the Maisa, or is there no beer on the Maisa? It's all klape the way that we're going to treat her. So Reb Chaim said that L'chayra have arrived from a Gemara. A Gemara Mesach the Soita Daf Chav Chai Samaral. Today's Daf. Because the Gemara says, Shkimu Pamim Hamurim B'Toyra V'Nitma Lamali. Why did the Torah have to mention the word Im Nitma, Nitma V'Nitma three times? Echel L'Baal, the Echel L'Baal, the Echel L'Truma. What does Echel L'Baal mean? She's also to the Baal. How would she also to the Baal? Nitma, Loi Nitma, the Gemara said, Kivadai. So Freik Reb Chaim, once I know that this woman is also to the Baal, Kivadai. So if she's also Kivadai, that means we were just Mevar the Maisa. So we know for sure she was Nivela. If she was Nivela, for sure she's also to the Baal. For sure she's also to Truma. Why would I need a separate Riboy of Nitma, Nitma to teach me Issa Baal, Issa Truma? If the gather of the first Nitma of Issa Baal is Kivadai, because the Drosh is from that, so then why would I need two extra Limudim? Says Reb Chaim, it's more Mashma from the Sugya that Be'etzim would not be Mevar the Uvda. There's no Bir on the Uvda. It's just a Chiddush HaTorah that we're going to create here a new Isser to this woman that she will be also b'teiras vade. Hagam, we don't know whether she's also b'teiras vade. If that's the case, it's mochim to say maybe it's only klapid is about mechateisa. We're being mechadish that is a klapid aboil. Mechateisa, we're being mechadish that is a klapid truma. So Reb Chaim said that lefum riato poshut from the Gemara lane. It's more gishmak if you would learn the second side that really we're not being mevar the ma'isa. All it is it's a mechudish tega iser vadei, and that's why you need to know it for Baal, but that's why you need all these different drushes on Limudim. Every sifkat needs its own riboy, because it's a mechudish nigabi. Prime said that be'emes is, if that's the way it is as it relates to the suffix saita, that should be the way it is regarding the suffix tumah as well. Again, one is learned from the other. Now, the suffix tumah b'shus layach tzveikir tumah. What's the gather? Is the gather anu machsakinon that for sure this person became tumah or mechtes? We don't know. If in kol terukul it's a suffix, why shouldn't it be any more than a suffix here? It's just that the ter was mechadash, a tumah chadasha. That when you have suffix tumah b'shus layach over here, this and Reb Chaim said if we're right and we have a makar from the Gemara, from the Braisa, from the three Nitmas, that as it relates to Safik Sait, it's not that we neman for sure that she was Nivala, but the Torah was Mechadish Anu Issa for this Saita, so too as it relates to Toma, the Ged Advarim is going to be that the Torah was Mechadish Anu Toma. As Lafizah Reb Chaim said, Nifla Mamish, and this is Geshmak because we're coming off the heels of learning Mesachtes Nazis. This is a little bit of Chazar. When we learned the second half of Mesachtes Nazis, all the Aholah Sugis, the Toma Vitaira Sugis, what was one of the big themes? One of the big themes was Al Eilu Atum. Remember, there were two mishnayos. There was a mishnah daf mem tes on the base that mentioned a long list of tumas that if a nazir would come in contact with those tumas, the halacha is it would be soiser the naziris. The nazir would have to be megaleich all the halachas. And then there was the second mishnah daf nun dalud amar aleph elu ha tumas ein nazir megaleich. Meaning these are tumas that are tumas. When you learn the whole list, these are bona fide revius damin ames and all these different halachas. Right, that's tumas. But when it comes to a nazir, there's a special din that. Not all tumas are soiser than aziris. It has to be. What's the ged advarim? The ged advarim is the Rambam says b'lushayni asav is a stirus and Rambam, but the Rambam says it has to be me'atzmei shal meis. So if a person becomes tame from coming in contact with the chepts of the meis is what was metama. So over there the halach is the nos is going to be megalech. But if not. So said Reb Chaim Nifladik. Sofik tumer b'shus ayochet. A nazir just came in contact. So the halach is, he's tamei vaday, right? Why is he tamei vaday? He's tamei vaday based on the halacha of sofik tumer b'shus ayochet, sveikut tamei, and it's not just sveikut tamei, it's gevaday. But what's the gather of that tumer? If shad in every sofik tumer b'shus ayochet, sveikut tamei is that anu machzakinon, that for sure the person came in contact with the Toma. So that means that when we say he's Vadai Tomei, what's the gather of that Vadai Toma? The gather of the Vadai Toma is we assume for sure he came in contact with the mace. If for sure he came in contact with the mace, that means he for sure came in contact with one of the Toma Shanoz Megaleach Aleim, the Mishnah Memtes on the base. As a result, it's Soysid and Aziris, he has to be Megaleach, he has to go through the whole parish of Nazar, Betoiras Vadai. If, however, the gather of Sofik Tum B'Shus Ayoch Tzveikai Tomei is not that we assume that he came in contact with the mace. Klapi that, we don't know. We have a Sofik. Narvos, there's a Chiddush HaTorah that when you have a Sofik, if you came in contact with a mace, for example, or a Sheretz for that matter, we're Mechadish Anu Tumah. There's a Tumah Chadasha called Sofik Tumah B'Shus Ayoch. Said Reb Chaim, that Tumah can't be better than Tumah's mace that's not Me'atz Me'shal mace. That's a new Mechadish Tega Tumah. And being that's a new Mechadish Tega Tumah, on that Tumah, you're not going to have the halacha that the Nazir is going to be Megaleach. So Reb Chaim said like this, you want to know if this Nazir is Tumah Tumah's mace? 100%. There's no Sofik is Tumah Tumah's mace because Sofik Tumah B'Shus Ayoch. You know what the Sofik, however, is? We're not 100% sure whether or not he came in contact Me'atz Me'shal Meis. Why? Because the gather of Sofik Tumah B'Shus Ayochet is not that we're Mevar and we're Machzik for sure he came in contact with the Meis. It's the other side, derived from the Brayis on Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph. Norbos is a Sofik. Maybe he came in contact with the Meis, maybe he didn't come in contact with the Meis. Oh yeah, the Sofik, so what do you do with Sofik? You have to be knowing like a Nazir Tar, you have to be knowing like a Nazir Tomei. So klampi whether or not he became Tomei Tumas Meis, Avad Al Zenem HaSofik Tumah B'Shus Ayochet Tzveikei Tomei. We know he's Tomei Tumas Meis, but there is Vadai. No one's questioning that. But the Rambam in Hilchis Naziris, where he's discussing the unique halachas of whether the Nazir is going to have to be Megalech on this Tumah or not, klampi that, all it is a Sofik. I, what do you mean? If Sofik Tumah B'Shus Ayochet is Asik Avadai, so you know for sure he came in contact with the Tumah. That would be true if the Geder of Asik Avadai is Anu Machzikin that he came in contact with the Tumah. But if the Ged Advarim is the Torah was Mechadish a new Tumah, this is Reb Chaim's punchline, right? There's always a punchline you have to get. The punchline is that if it's a new Tumah, it's not atzmai shalmeis. That new tumah is as a bria chadasha that the Torah gives as a ruach tumah for someone that comes maybe in contact with this tumah b'shus hayachid. That's not atzmai shalmeis. That's the Torah is being mechadish this tumah. And if that's the case, being that you don't have that tumah b'teres vaday, it's only that tumah which you do have b'teres vaday is not atzmai shalmeis. And the only atzmei shalmeis to get tumah that you have is on the tzad that you came in contact with the tumah. So what you have is a safik tumah. Safik tumah, that's the Rambam. But that you only migaleach mi safik, but migaleach, you have to treat yourself like a nazir tar. But the bottom line is, what emerges from this first Reb Chaim, it's a beautiful kedarkoi, hesber in this very, very shver Rambam, but a very, very important chakira in terms of understanding safik soita, Asa Kavadai, and Sofik Tomer B'Shnus HaYochid, which is Asa Kavadai. And that is the gather of Asa Kavadai, Anu Machzikino, and Ki'ilu Machriya, the Sofik, as if there was a Rav, as if there were Eden, that for sure the Tomer took place, where it's not that we assume for sure that the Tomer took place, but when there's a Matzav of Sofik, the Torah is Mechadish, a Vadai Bia, the Torah is Mechadish, a Vadai Tomer. That's the first Rav Chaim.